night for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Virginia Credit Union Stadium here in Fredericksburg, Virginia, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you on a gorgeous Friday evening just south of Washington, D.C. Game 4 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals on tap. Here tonight, Shorebirds trying to snap a four-game losing streak. So they've dropped all three games this week, plus the game back on Sunday at home against Lynchburg. So the Shorebirds haven't won in nearly a week. They've also now dropped 12 in a row to the Nationals. Shorebirds haven't won against the Fred Nats here in the second half of the season. They haven't won in this building here in Fredericksburg the entire campaign. We'll try to change that tonight as the Shorebirds coming off of an 11-9 loss yesterday. Shorebirds rallied from a 4-0 deficit early, taking the lead in the top of the fifth with a 5-run frame. Maxwell Costas, a 2-out, 2-run single to give Delmarva the lead, but the bullpen couldn't hold serve down the stretch. Fred Nats dying in immediately in the bottom of the fifth, then taking the lead on a 2-run homer from Cortland Lawson in the last of the seventh. Shorebirds did get a homer from Carter Young in the top of the ninth. To make things a little interesting, they brought the tying run to the plate, but it was just too little too late for Delmarva as they lost 11-9 the final against the Fred Nats. Shorebirds now 44-78 on the season, 23-34 here in the second half, 22-41 on the road. Well, Fredericksburg, they're now 69-53 in the second half, 69-53 overall, 36-20 in the second half, the top team in the Carolina League Northern Division, and their magic number to clinch the division and a playoff spot is now all the way down to 5. If you remember, the Shorebirds were the team that the Lynchburg Hillcats clinched against in the first half of the season, so hopefully the Shorebirds are not the lucky charm when it comes to clinching a Carolina League Northern Division crown. They helped Lynchburg to it back in the first half. We'll try to be a thorn in the side of the Fred Nats and make the Nationals wait until next week, the final week of the season, to secure their place in the postseason. On the mound tonight for the Shorebirds, it's going to be Tyler Joyner to start. Joyner on a minor league rehab assignment here with Delmarva. He pitched for the Shorebirds back in 2019, was really good, and last year made it all the way up to AAA Norfolk before undergoing Tommy John surgery. So he's working his way back, and this will be his first appearance in just about a year. Moises Chassé will follow him. Chassé, 1-5 with a 5.62 ERA. On the mound for the Fred Nats, it's a familiar face. It's Andre Lara. Lara, 3-7 with a 5.72 ERA this season. Continuing to introduce you to some of the new faces in the Shorebirds dugout over the past couple of weeks, we turn our attention now to one of the middle infielders, or a guy who has actually played a little bit of third, too. Very versatile. That's Shorebirds infielder Adam Crampton. Crampton selected this year, 9th round out of Stanford. Had a chance to catch up with Adam today. He is our pregame guest. So without any further ado, please welcome Shorebirds infielder Adam Crampton to the Shorebirds pregame show. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Shorebirds infielder Adam Crampton. Adam, so far it's been a pretty good start for you here at the Shorebirds. You've bounced around the infield a little bit. You've come up in clutch spots at the plate. Just what's gone into getting settled in here? Because, you know, like I asked you right before we started the interview, a month ago, you literally can't remember where you were. Yeah. So I can't imagine what it's been like just trying to, you know, put your feet firmly where you currently are.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been fun. Great environment, great coaches, and I'm just trying to go out there and get better every single day. I'm not too worried about necessarily the results, but I'm just trying to improve my game every day in whatever facet that is.
And for you, what does that mean when you say, okay, I want to improve my game? What did you look at when you came into professional baseball? Okay, X, Y, Z, this is what I want to attack first to help me really get off on a right foot here in the Orioles org.
Yeah, I'm trying to just learn as much as I can. Obviously, professional baseball is a completely different game than college baseball. In a lot of different aspects, and trying to just observe what everybody else is doing and absorb what all the coaches are telling me and kind of all the little things of the game that I need to learn. And at the same time, hearing what they have to say about me defensively and my swing and working on those adjustments that they're giving me and trying to hone in on those every day.
Through the first 2.5 weeks, what do you think has surprised you the most?
Oh, surprised me the most. Honestly, I didn't know how long these days were going to be, if I'm going to be completely honest. But I'm embracing that challenge, and it's been fun. I mean, I enjoy spending time at the ballpark, but I don't think I didn't really know what I was getting into. I didn't know how long they were going to be coming into it, but it's been fun for sure.
That answer actually really surprises me, because you went to Stanford, which, outside of being a great baseball school, is academically exceedingly challenging, like top 10 in the country. So I imagine that your days at Stanford outside of baseball were filled with class. Coming into pro ball, I imagine you have way more free time. Has that been challenging then?
No, honestly, that's been super, super nice, not having classes. trust me, classes at Stanford weren't easy, and they definitely took up a lot of time. So it actually has been really nice to relax off the field.
Has it been a change then that all of a sudden, you know, when you're at Stanford, you're focused a lot on baseball, but like you said, academics take up a good portion of your time because, you know, it's going to challenge you. Yeah. Then when you get into pro ball, it is baseball 24/7, not just, okay, I'm spending 2 o'clock through probably midnight here at the ballpark, but literally that's all that's on your mind.
Yeah, I honestly think it's super beneficial. It lets me just worry about what I need to worry about on the field. It gives me time off the field to analyze my swing or work on stuff, the mental game if I want to. I have more free time to work on my game and develop those aspects of my game that I didn't have time for at Stanford, obviously, because I had schoolwork. It also has given me time to try to find different hobbies and stuff to take my mind off of baseball, because like you said, we're here every day, 6 days a week. So I think it's important to find stuff to help take your mind off the game when you're away from it too.
Early on, what has been your go-to time killer?
I've been working a lot on the mental game. So just like meditate. I love listening to music too, so I'll just chill out, listen to music for a while, play games with my friends, like all the pretty standard stuff.
I find it funny you mentioning meditating, because out of any team that I've broadcasted for here with the Shorebirds, this infield group might be the most rambunctious and high energy that I have ever seen. So how do you kind of play off the personalities? Noel Bert Romero is the one that comes to mind, because I've been around him all year. He is a bundle of energy. That, you know, in a weird way, if you do come to the ballpark, you're relaxed, you're tranquilo, and then Romero comes up to you, and man, he'll get you charged real quick.
Oh, yeah. I love Romero. That's my brother right there. But he'll get me fired up for sure, and he's a joy to be around.
And with all these guys, the draft class that you came in here, the Orioles over the past couple of years have been so predominantly college-heavy in the draft. How has that helped when the transition comes after you sign, that most of these guys you may have already met before, you might have played against them, and everybody has similar experiences over their baseball careers?
Exactly like you just said at that last point, we've all had pretty similar experiences. So that makes it easy to bond and just talk baseball over that stuff. And obviously there's some rivalries in there too, so we've played against some of these guys before too, which makes it fun.
Did you have a preconceived opinion of anybody on this team that you might have played against, that, you know, maybe Beavers at Cal, he just torched you guys or whatever, so in your head you instinctually, oh man, I can't like this guy, but then you meet him, you're like, oh man, I gotta like this guy now.
Yeah, so I knew of Beavers a little bit in high school, and obviously we played against him, and I've talked to him because he did torch us. He hit a lot of doubles, so when he'd get to second base, I'd talk to him. I don't think I realize how much of a goofball that kid is, and he's super fun to be around, too.
Everybody always talks about, you know, the first baseman is the one who chats up a lot of guys, but you just mentioned that you like to do it at shortstop a lot. When did you start doing that, you know, you like to kind of welcome guys into second and, you know, have fun out there?
I mean, just like you said, I think it's fun. I mean, you're playing so many different guys, and it's really fun to meet new people and hear what they have to say, even if it's just small talk. Because at the end of the day, it is a game, and I think you should have fun.
So, just to wrap up this interview here, final 9 games of the season here, what do you want to get out of this before the offseason comes around?
Like I said, I just want to keep improving just a little bit every day. If that's 1%, I'll take it. Just trying to work on what I need to work on and hopefully end on a good note to carry into the offseason.
Well, Adam, thanks for your time here today, and we're looking forward for the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Sam.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelling with you. Thanks again to Adam Crampton for joining us here on the pregame show today. Always nice to catch up with Adam, introduce you to you fine folks as well, and give him a chance to finally put a voice and a relative face, so to speak, here on the radio to one of the Shorebirds' newest infielders. Let's get you that Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Jackson Holliday leads it off. He's the shortstop. Doug Hodo in center field bats second. Dylan Beavers is in right field tonight. He'll bat third. Max Wagner, the third baseman, bats fourth. Silas Ardwan doing the catching here tonight. He'll bat fifth. Elio Prado is in left field. He'll be batting sixth. And Albert Romero over at first base bats seventh. Maxwell Costas, the DH, bats eighth. And then Adam Crampton, our pregame guest, bats ninth and plays second base here tonight, with Tyler Joyner making the start for the Shorebirds. Moises Chasse will pitch after him. Preston Automotive Group is starting the lineup for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Jacob Young is the leadoff man. He'll be out in center. JT Arruda is the second baseman, batting second as well. Will Friesel DHs and bats third for the fourth straight game this week. Trey Lipscomb, the third baseman, is the cleanup man. And then Brandon Bossier, after him, bats fifth. Geraldi Diaz, the catcher, bats in the sixth hole. Jared McKenzie, the left fielder, bats seventh. Cortland Lawson, four RBIs last night, including a two-run homer, bats eighth. And then Christopher De La Cruz makes his first appearance of the week. He'll bat ninth and play right field for Andre Lara on the mound for the Frednats here tonight. Frednats have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Fredericksburg, Virginia, we're at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here on Friday night from just south of the nation's capital. Shorebirds and Frednats for game four of their six-game set. Shorebirds trying to snap a four-game losing streak, have lost all three games they've played against the Frednats here this week, and will try for their first win here in 2022 here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Andre Lara is on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Lara 3-7 this season with a 5.72 ERA. He makes the start for the Frednats. Let's set the defense that'll be appearing behind him here. It's Jared McKenzie in left field, Jacob Young in center. Christopher De La Cruz is over in right. Trey Lipscomb at third base. Cortland Lawson at shortstop. JT Arruda is the second baseman. Brandon Bossier is the first baseman. And Geraldy Diaz does the catching for Andre Lara on the hill for the Frednats. Lara is somebody that the Shorebirds have seen a good deal of this season, but haven't had that much success against. Lara is 3-7 this year with a 5.72 ERA. 91 and a third innings. So far, he's struck out 95, walked 39, given up 96 hits. With opponents batting 263 against him, he's allowed 9 homers and hit 3 batters as well. Coming into the season, Lara was considered a top 10 prospect in the Nationals system, was actually closer to top 5 status within the Nationals organization, but has taken a significant step back this year. He's still just 19, 6'4", 180 pounds, but the results this year have certainly been lacking. Jackson Holliday leads it off for the Shorebirds. First overall pick in this year's draft. Number 3 prospect in the Orioles system as well. Holliday from the left side against the righty Lara, who starts from the stretch position. Then he'll step back into his wind. Kicks the leg. Here's the first pitch of the game. And the fastball misses high and away. For ball one, we're underway. Here from Fredericksburg, a minute late at 7:06. 1-0. And Holliday spanks it on the ground to third on the short hop. Third baseman Lipscomb picks it, throws to first, and retires Holliday on a very fine play to start this game. Lipscomb was playing in on the grass to guard against a potential bunt for Holliday there, and still managed to pick that thing on the short hop. Baseball was scalded, but Holliday retired the game's first out. That brings up Doug Hodo, the Shorebirds center fielder today. First pitch, fastball misses high and tight. Ball one. Hodo back in the lineup for the first time since back on Wednesday when he went 1-for-3 with a double. Lara the wind and the pitch. And Hodo lines it the other way. That's foul up into the seats. No balls, two strikes. Hodo, sixth round pick this year out of Texas. Born and raised down in Houston as well. Open stance from the right side, the 0-2. Breaking ball misses down and away. 1-2. Frednats back in their alternate red jerseys here today. It's Frednats in white across the front with the number below it in navy blue. Hodo fouls the 1-2 back, able to stay alive. White pants for the home team with a red cap, blue, navy blue bill on it. Shorebirds back in their alternate black for the third straight day. D-Bird logo on the left chest with orange piping up the middle. 1-2 again, and Hodo takes a called strike 3. Breaking ball flips in at the knees. Hodo caught looking, and that's the second out here in the first. So 2 up, 2 down for Andre Lara to start this game. And that brings up Dylan Beavers. Beavers batting third, playing right field tonight for the Shorebirds. Has had a stellar series. 5 doubles. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down the knees. Strike 1. 2 outs, top of the first. Shorebirds trying to avoid going down in order. Beavers from the left side, he's 21-for-53 this year. Takes the 0-1 fastball, a little high, ball 1. Beavers hitting .396, OPS over 1,000 at 1,112, 1-1. Just a little outside with a fastball, clocking in at 99 for Lara. He's got a 4-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Beavers ahead of the count, 2-1. Lara steps into the wind, the pitch. And the breaking ball misses high. Ball 3. Beavers with yet another multi-hit game last night. 2-for-4, 2 doubles, and 2 driven in. The 3-1. And Beavers takes low, ball 4. And Beavers on base yet again. 14th game played here with the Shorebirds for Beavers. And 14 games, Dylan Beavers has now reached base. He has been a model of consistency since coming to Salisbury. So a runner at first and two outs for Max Wagner, the cleanup man. Laura, the stretch and the pitch. Fastball is yanked outside. Ball one. No score right now, top of the first. Beavers, the first base runner of the game, walking with two outs. And now Max Wagner. Wagner hitting 195. No homers, seven driven in. Playing his 12th game. The pitch. Fastball misses high. Ball two. Laura with a red glove to match his red jersey. Almost blends in like camouflage. Comes to a high set. Beavers a short lead, the pitch. And Wagner takes high again. Ball three. And Laura off the back of the mound goes and kicks some mud out of his spikes. I think more than anything, getting out a little frustration there. Got the first two outs quickly enough, but then walked Beavers. Now 3-0 to Wagner in the pitch home. Nope, no pitch. And a balk called by Corey Gerber. And the pitch home to Wagner. The Shorebirds will take the pitch instead as well. So Wagner walks. The pitch missed. So ball four, no balk. But remember, it was Gerber who was out in the field back on Wednesday when four balks were called in that game. So evidently Corey Gerber being very particular here this week. A bit persnickety, as I might honestly say myself. Out to the mound goes the Red Nats pitching coach, Joel Hanrahan. Check in with Laura here, who after getting the first two outs has now walked back-to-back batters with the balk mixed in as well. Long conversation out on the mound. The home plate umpire, Nobu Yazuda, will go out and break this conversation up. But it always seems to be the same move by the pitcher that Gerber is calling here. It's when they pick up their leg to come home, their back leg is ever so slightly flinching. I don't think it's anything intentional from any pitcher here so far this week, but Gerber has been keeping maybe a little bit too much of a watchful eye on it. First and second, two outs for Silas Ardoin. The first pitch. Breaking ball is off the inside corner for ball one. Shorebirds a chance to get on the board here in the top of the first. Back-to-back two-out walk to now Ardoin, the catcher. Silas, no homers, three driven in through six games. For 1-0, Ardoin takes a fastball on the inside corner. 1-1. Ardoin hitting 208 through his first six. Fourth round pick this year out of the University of Texas at Austin. Lara's 1-1. And Ardoin out in front. Swings and misses. It's 1-2. Good crowd already milling about. The concourse level, at least with the seat backs, has got to be about 85% full here tonight from Fredericksburg. 1-2. Ardoin takes a called strike three. Breaking ball inside corner freezes him. And the Shorebirds leave two on here in the top of the first. On to the last of the first. It's Delmarva nothing and Fredericksburg coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the first here from Fredericksburg. It's Delmarva nothing, and Fredericksburg coming back for the first down against Tyler Joyner. Joyner starting his minor league rehab assignment this week with the Shorebirds. It's been over a year since he last pitched in an actual game, coming off of Tommy John surgery. Joyner back with the Shorebirds for the first time since 2019. His first pitch to Jacob Young is a fastball that misses inside. Ball one. Joyner, right-handed pitcher, 6'4", 225 pounds. You might remember him from 2019. 1-0 pitch to Young. It's on the inside corner, 1-1. Joyner was a force in the back end of the Shorebirds bullpen for about the first half of the season. Joyner the wind and the 1-1. Breaking ball, bounced up the middle, over second. Shortstop Holiday flags it down, spins, throws the first, it's wide. And Young safe at first, but he tripped over the bag. Gets up pretty gingerly. And then hobbles off the base after calling time. There'll be an infield single for Young. And now, first base coach Carmelo Jaime checks in to make sure that Young is okay. Good range displayed by Holiday. Just couldn't get off an accurate throw, and even if it is on the bag, I'm not quite sure that it would have gotten Young anyways. So the Fred Nats leadoff man aboard against Joyner. Tyler was drafted all the way back in 2018 in a round that doesn't exist anymore. 30th round out of the University of North Alabama. Throw over to first, and Joyner, ooh, man, he nearly picked off Young. Young, the Fred Nats leadoff man, is 49-for-56, stealing bases this season. Joyner the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside to JT Arruda, the next hitter. Arruda, switch hitter, digs in from the left side. Young held on by Noelbert Romero at first. Joyner readies up. Stares over at first, now the pitch. And Arruda takes. Breaking ball misses just a little outside. One ball, one strike. Arruda hitting 273 this season. Four homers, 24 driven in. 1-1. Fastball misses down and away. Ball two. Back in 2019 with Delmarva, Joyner in 23 games went 5-0, a 1.98 ERA. 59 innings, 59 strikeouts, just 19 walks, and 36 hits allowed. 2-1 on his way to Arruda. He takes a breaking ball. Finds the outside corner. 2-2. Joyner, born in East Brewton, Alabama, throws over to first, and this time he picks off Young. Quick feet from Tyler Joyner. Romero slaps down the tag, and Young, incensed at the call, he says that Romero missed the tag, and on his way off the diamond, Young gives a piece of his mind to Corey Gerber. And taking a look at the replay, oh yeah, Young was safe. And he was safe by a good bit. 2-2, and Arruda takes a called strike three on a pitch that he thought was off the outside corner. And just like that, there's two outs here in the last of the first. That is a brutal blown call by Corey Gerber. So two outs, nobody on for Will Friesel. Joyner the wind and the pitch. Curveball misses, down and away. Ball one. Joyner, before getting hurt late last year, had spent 2021 with Norfolk and Bowie. 1-0 curveball to Frizzell. Misses down and away for ball two. In 22 games split between Double A and Triple A, Joyner was 3-5 with a 6.44 ERA. The 2-0 to Frizzell. Curveball is a called strike on the outside corner. Letter high. 2-1. 43 and a third innings last year for Joyner. He struck out 36, walked 19, gave up 50 hits. 2-1. Frizzell takes a fastball high and outside. 3-1. No score, home half of the first. Shorebirds and Fred Nats here on Friday night. Joyner the turn and the pitch. Frizzell swings and misses out in front of a breaking pitch. And the count's full. Joyner a real nice mix of pitches. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. It's mostly the curveball that gets him swings and misses, though. Payoff pitch. Curveball just outside. Ball four. So Frizzell walks. Two-out base runner. He is at first. And that brings up the cleanup man, Trey Lipscomb. Lipscomb hitting .319 through 17 games with the Fred Nats. One homer, 10 driven in. Open stands from the right side, the pitch. Curveball misses down, Lipscomb checks his swing. Peel out to second. Corey Gerber says he held up. Shorebird stranded two on in the top of the first. Joyner trying to strand a Fred Nat aboard here in the last of the first. The 1-0. Fastball misses. It's down and in. Ball two. Lipscomb, a three-hit game yesterday. All three hits singles. Scored a run, stole a base, but was also caught stealing. First time in his professional career that he had been thrown out. 2-0. And Lipscomb, a grounder towards short to his left, Holiday Fields. Flips to second. Crampton catches, forces out Frizzell. And that does it for the Fred Nats here in the last of the first. Couple of base runners, but nothing doing for Fredericksburg. On to the top of the second. Scoreless game after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the second, no score after one. Join the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats. And the first pitch here in the second hits Elio Prado. Prado tried to jump away from the right side of the plate, but it still managed to clip him in the ribcage. And Andre Laura having some trouble with control here through the first inning plus. He walked two back in the first, and his first pitch here, the second, hits Prado. So it's a leadoff base runner for Delmarva, and that brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero playing first base again tonight, position that he hadn't played all year long until last week. Now getting his fifth start of the season over at first. Right-handed batter, a slightly open stance. Prado at first, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And Romero scorches it on the ground to third. Lipscomb gloves it, throws to second one. Relay to first in time for a 5-4-3 double play. So as quickly as Prado was on, one pitch later, Romero wipes him off with a around the horn 5-4-3 double play. And there's two outs here in the top of the second. That brings up Maxwell Costas. Costas didn't start last night, but came up with one of the biggest hits of the game for Delmarva. First pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and away. Strike one. Costas replaced Creed Willems after Creed left with a little leg issue. 0-1. Costas takes a breaking ball down the middle. It's 0-2. And Costas had a two-run single to put the Shorebirds ahead in the top of the fifth last night. 0-2. Curveball called strike three. At the top of the zone, Costas down on three pitches. And it's a five-pitch second inning for Andre Laura. Andre Lash the second. Still no score between the Shorebirds and the Threadbats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
Should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the second here from Fredericksburg. It's Delmarva nothing and Fredericksburg nothing as well. Leading it off for the Threadnats, it's Brandon Bossier, their first baseman. Tyler Joyner back to work, and the Shorebirds starter fires a fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. Bossier, Diaz, and McKenzie here in the second for the Nationals. Joyner the wind and the pitch. And Bossier rolls over a grounder behind first. Romero gloves it, takes it to the base himself. Retires Bossier, and there's one gone here to start the second. Brings up the Threadnats catcher, Geraldi Diaz. Diaz back in the lineup for the first time since back on Wednesday. He went 0-3 that day. He's batting .241 this season. Left-hander swings the first pitch and fouls it to the backstop. Strike one. Diaz, two homers, 34 driven in. Now 22 years old out of the Dominican Republic. Joyner, first base side of the rubber. Ready into his wind, the pitch. And Diaz, a soft liner into right. That's a base hit. Yanked it right in between the hole between first and second. And it's a one-out single for Geraldi Diaz. Winton took the pitch down away, yanked it into right. And that's the second hit allowed by Tyler Joyner here in his rehab start. Brings up Jaron McKenzie, who for some reason is still batting seventh for the Threadnats. McKenzie is now batting 400 through 11 games. He's 18 for 45, and that's a pitch clock violation on McKenzie. First pitch clock violation we've seen called on a batter this week, so it's 0-1 on McKenzie. Joyner comes set. Here's the pitch. And McKenzie swings. It's a soft number. Back to the mound. Joyner fields. Throws to second. One. Relay to first for a double play. McKenzie is saying it came off his foot. And the Shorebirds are leaving the field thinking they just turned a 1-6-3 inning-ending double play. Fred Nat's manager Jake Lowry comes down the line to argue with Yazuda. And Yazuda will now go and chat with Corey Gerber and see if they can come to a determination on what's going on here. Fred Nats have already gotten hosed once tonight. Let's see what the call is here. Fred Nats have stayed in the field, but the Shorebirds have completely vacated the premises. There isn't a Shorebird to be found on the diamond. They're running it with this call all the way back to the dugout. Yazuda and Gerber still chatting. And to be quite frank, it pretty clearly came off of McKenzie's foot. But Yazuda and Gerber still talking it over. They won't stick with you until they come to a conclusion. And after review, the call stands. And that's it for the Fred Nats here in the second. A 1-6-3 double play. On to the third. No score after two here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Those plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the third, it's still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Fred Nats. Shorebirds coming to bat again against Andre Laura after the Fred Nats just got absolutely hosed by a double play call to end the last inning. Jared McKenzie pretty clearly fouled a ball off his foot. Went out to Tyler Joyner on the mound. Joyner started a 1-6-3 double play, and the umpires today, Corey Gerber and Nobu Yazuda, came to the conclusion that it was in fact a fair ball. And taking a look at the replay, you know what? I think they might have gotten that right. I don't think that got McKenzie's foot. Here's the pitch. And Adam Crampton fouls it out of play, first base side. Strike one. I think that was a sell job by Jared McKenzie. Because this is the home team that was getting ostensibly run over there in the last of the second, they didn't show the replay on the scoreboard. 0-1 misses high and tight for ball one. Because I think that they saw that McKenzie was pulling a complete con job. Good on Yazuda and Gerber getting that right. 1-1 pitch. And Crampton gets hit in the shoulder. Second straight inning, Andre Laura has hit a batter to start the frame. He hit Elio Prado to start last inning, and now he hits Crampton to begin the third. So the Shorebirds nine-hole hitter aboard, and the lineup flips the top for Jackson Holliday, the first overall pick in this year's draft. Alara from the stretch. Here's the pitch, and Holliday takes, breaking ball down and in. Ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. Fred Nats turned one last inning, 5-4-3 around the horn. Third baseman Lipscomb does play in on the grass. The 1-0. And Holliday, a chopper out towards second. The third hop, Aruda Fields flips to second. One relay to first, not in time. And Holliday able to beat out the tail end of the double play ends up replacing Crampton over at first with one out. And I think that's something that's underrated about Jackson Holliday. He got out of the box exceedingly fast. He can fly down the line. So Holliday at first for Doug Hodo. Hodo struck out looking his first time up. Takes a first pitch breaking ball on the inside corner for strike one. No score right now. Top of the third. Shorebirds and Fred Nats here on Friday night. Shorebirds trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Morris pitch. And Hodo fouls it off at the plate. It's 0-2. Hodo is 3 for his first 18 with Delmarva this year. One double. That came earlier this week, actually. Back on Wednesday. Throw over to first, and Holliday back in standing. Scoreless game, top of the third. Moises Chassé starting to throw for the Shorebirds as Tyler Joyner just slated for 2 innings or about 40 pitches, whichever came first tonight. 0-2, and Hodo fouls it back. 0-2, it stays. So Chassé will come on in tandem after Joyner. Good outing for Tyler and his first appearance in about a year. August the 10th, last time he threw last year. 0-2 pitch, Hodo swings and misses at a fastball, letter high. Navarro throws it by him, it's his fourth strikeout of the game already. And there's 2 outs here in the top of the third. Brings up Dylan Beavers. Beavers walked with 2 outs back in the first of 2 walks that Laura allowed in that first. He has Holliday at first, a short lead. Beavers from the left side. Throw over to first, and Holliday back in standing. Beavers, 21 hits with Delmarva, 7 doubles, 2 triples, but still looking for his first professional homer. First pitch. Fastball misses high. Ball 1. Carter Young joined the home run club last night for Delmarva. His first professional long ball was a solo homer in the top of the ninth. It's now just Carter Young, Jackson Holliday, and Judd Fabian. 1-0. Beavers takes down and in for ball 2, who have actually homered in their professional careers as a part of the 2022 Shorebirds draft class. Everybody else still waiting on their first. Top of the third, 2 outs. Holliday at first. Beavers at the plate. Scoreless game. Alara's pitch. And Beavers takes. Fastball's on the outside corner. 2-1. And a funny little cockeyed tail to the head from Beavers. That's a look that you end up seeing actually a lot from these Shorebirds batters. Because they all have such great plate discipline, strike zone knowledge. 2-1. Beavers swings and fouls it back. 2-2. That a lot of the times, they know the strike zone better than what the umpire is actually calling. And part of the learning curve upon getting to professional baseball is learning how to deal with that and the frustration that can stem. 2-2. Beavers takes a called strike 3 inside corner. Down on strikes looking, and Laura with back-to-back K's ends the top of the third. Beavers, a conversation with Yazuta coming off the field. Shorebirds down scoreless in the top of the third. On to the last of the third, it's still Delmarva nothing, Fredericksburg nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the third, it's still Delmarva nothing and Fredericksburg nothing. Moises Chassé takes over the mound for the Shorebirds, relieving Tyler Joyner on this TechNet call of the bullpen. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Joyner, first outing in over a year, about a year and a month to the day that he was put on the IL last year. Joyner goes two shutout innings, allows two hits, one walk, and strikes out one. A very pleasant welcome back for Tyler Joyner. First pitch from Chassé to Cortland Lawson is a fastball at the top of the zone. Strike one. So Chassé comes on and replaces him. Moises is 1-5 with a 5.62 ERA this year. Spins breaking ball up to Lawson, who swings and misses. It's 0-2. Chassé, 6'1", 213 pounds. Right-handed pitcher. Into his wind, the pitch. And Lawson, a hard grounder through the hole. Left side. Base hit. Good two-strike approach from Lawson. Nets him a base hit. And he's aboard to kick off the last of the third for the Fred Downs. Joyner's outing so brief and so efficient, actually, that he's actually out in the Shorebirds bullpen right now, still throwing, getting in the last few of his tosses. First pitch to Christopher De La Cruz is cut on and missed. Strike one. Joyner finished at 22 pitches, 13 of them strikes. So he still has about 18 more pitches to go to get to 40. 0-1, a soft liner to second, cramped into his left, dives and scoops it in. Back to first goes Lawson. And De La Cruz, a soft line out to second. Good job by Adam Crampton. Scrambling to his left. Able to flag it down. And he might have actually had a shot for a double play had he just batted that ball down, picked it up, thrown to second. But we'll never know that now. Shorebirds content to get just the one out. And now the top of the order for the Fred Nats. Chassé, a high set, now throws over to first, and back in with the dive is Lawson. Chassé this season now at 50 innings even, 1-5 with a 5.62 ERA. Allowed 43 hits, 37 runs. The pitch to Jacob Young is in for a called strike. 31 of those runs are earned, 53 strikeouts and 40 walks. High leg kick, the pitch. And Young takes a fastball high and outside. 1-1. Young legged down an infield single his first time up today, but then was picked off by Joyner back in the first. Chassé set, here's the pitch. And the fastball misses down and away. Ball two. Last time out for Chassé, a bit of a weird outing. 27th at Lynchburg, that was last Saturday. He allowed two runs over four innings. Allowed just one hit, though. Walked four, that tied a career high. The pitch. Young swings, breaks his bat on a one-hopper to second. Crampton Fields throws to second, one, relay to first, in time! 4-6-3 double play with a smooth turn between Crampton and Holiday to get Young and get Chassé out of the inning, facing the minimum here in the third. On to the fourth. Still no score here from Fredericksburg here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's still a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Frednecks here on Friday night. Sam Jelinek with you along for the ride. Game 4 of 6 between the Shorebirds and the Frednecks this week. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Shorebirds here in the 4th against Andre Laura. And the first pitch is down the middle for... Actually missed up high. Beg your pardon. Ball 1 on Max Wagner. Laura the wind-end pitch. Wagner swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down and away. 1-1. Wagner in a midst of a pretty good funk right now. Went hitless last night, 0 for 5. 1-1 pitch driven in the air out of play. Right field side, it's 1-2. He right now is 0 for his last 13, after walking his first time up today. 1-2, fastball misses high. 2-2. Lara, with three scoreless under his belt already today, has struck out 5, hit a couple batters. The pitch. And Wagner swings, it's a flare and a shallow left. Shortstop Lawson over the shoulder, can't reel it in. That was nearly a stupendous grab from the shortstop, Cortland Lawson. But he just couldn't bring that one in. And Wagner, with a little bleeder, snaps his 0 for 13 skid. Sometimes that's just what you need to get you out of a funk. So a runner at first, that's Wagner, the first hit of the game for Delmarva. First pitch to Silas Ardoin. He swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Ardoin struck out looking his first time up, one of five strikeouts that Andre Laura has tallied tonight. He's walked two batters, allowed one hit, and hit two batters as well. 0-1. Ardoin swings, drills down to deep right center. Jacob Young on the run. Center fielder won't get there, has to play it off the wall. Around third, here comes Wagner, and he'll score without a play. Silas Ardoin into second, standing with an RBI double. And the Shorebirds grab first blood. It's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing here on the top of the fourth. Around the batting cage today, Ardoin actually said he was going to hammer a baseball tonight. He said, I'm getting extra bases one way or another. And well, second at bat, he barrels it up. It's an RBI double. And the Shorebirds lead 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Elio Prado is chopped over to third. Lipscomb Fields throws across the diamond. Retires Prado. Ardoin has to stay put out at second. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero hitting to a 5-4-3 double play on the first pitch that he saw when he stepped over the plate back in the second. Right-handed batter has Ardoin at second, one out. The pitch. And Romero off the hands, a floater into shallow left, over the shoulder. Cortland Lawson, an amazing grab. Throw back to second, and he doubled up Ardoin. Oh my goodness, a miraculous grab from Cortland Lawson, sprawling out over the shoulder. Somehow able to make that catch, and doubles off Ardoin to boot. And that's how this inning ends for the Shorebirds. On to the last of the fourth. It's now Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing on Silas Ardoin's RBI double. On to the last of the fourth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Delman, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Go text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Home half of the fourth, it's now Delmarva 1 and Fredericksburg nothing. Sam Zelnick with you. Shorebirds getting on the board in the top of the inning, courtesy of a Silas Ardoin RBI double. Moises Chasse back to work. His first pitch breaking ball to JT Arruda is on the outside corner for strike one. 2-3 and 4 due up for the Fred Nats. The 0-1. It's down the dirt. Ball one. Arruda struck out looking his first time up. That was against Tyler Joyner. Now Chasse, who threw a scoreless third inning courtesy of a 4-6-3 inning ending double play. This is down and away with the fastball. 2-1 on Arruda. Chasse to the rosin bag on a slightly humid night. Just about as picture perfect though as it can come here in the start of September. 2-1. Arruda swings and fouls it back and out of play. 2-2. Chasse, high black socks, light tan glove with black lacing. His 2-2, and Arruda thought about it, but lays off. Breaking ball down and away, and the count's full. Shorebirds 1, Fred Nats nothing. Start at the bottom of the fourth. Chasse, the wind and the payoff pitch, and Arruda swings and misses. Got him with a changeup down and away. Arruda chases, and he's down on strikes for the second time tonight. First strikeout of the game for Chasse. Moises has only seen the Fred Nats once this season. That was back on July the 23rd. Came on in relief. Was his first outing in a month that day as he had come off the IL. First pitch to Will Friesel is a fastball. Misses high. Ball one. Chasse threw two scoreless innings that day back on July the 23rd. Allowed a hit, two walks, and struck out two. 1-0-2 Friesel is chopped to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Friesel walked his first time up. The most potent batter that the Fred Nats have to offer right now. 1-1. Friesel takes on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Friesel came into today hitting .348, 10 homers, 32 driven in just 27 games played. The pitch. Friesel swings and misses. back-to-back strikeouts for Moises Chassé here to start the fourth. And there's two gone. Going through Arruda and Chassé now. Or Arruda and now Frizzell. Chassé goes through them. Brings up the cleanup man, Trey Lipscomb. He grounded into an inning-ending fielder's choice back in the first. Pitch from Chassé. Fastball is just a little high. Ball one. Bottom of the fourth. It's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. Fred Nats batting the 1-0. Swing and a miss. That is nasty from Chassé. Two-seam fastball running down and in right on top of Lipscomb's back foot. And he still couldn't help but swing at it. 1-1. Breaking ball chopped on the ground to third. Wagner waits back on it. Gloves, flings it across the diamond, and retires Lipscomb. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Moises Chassé, who looks as sharp as a tack here to start this day. On to the fifth. Still Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the fifth, Shorebirds still sporting a 1-0 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Andre Laura back to work for the Fred Nats, gave up the first run of the game last inning on an RBI double for Silas Ardoin. But got out of the jam thanks to a stellar defensive play by Cortland Lawson at short, catching a pop-up and turning two. First pitch to Maxwell Costas. This is inside for ball one. 8-9-1 due up for the Shorebirds against Laura. Costas struck out looking his first time up on three pitches. 1-0. Costas swings, chops it foul. Third base side. One ball, one strike. Costas playing in his third game this season with the Shorebirds, all coming this week. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball gets by him. So 1-2, or 1-2, beg your pardon. Costas now one for his first four with Delmarva. Faces Laura to begin the top of the fifth. Laura the wind and the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Costas not interested. And the count's even at two. Laura has seen the Shorebirds three times prior to tonight. It's gone pretty well for him. The 2-2. Costas checks his swing. Breaking ball down and away. Able to lay off, and the count's full. 12 innings against the Shorebirds. Laura has allowed just two runs coming into today. The 3-2, fastball down the middle, and Costas caught looking for the second time tonight. One away here to begin the top of the fifth. Sixth strikeout of the game for Laura. It has been a little bit of a slog for Laura against Delmarva, despite the end result being okay. He's walked 8, struck out 8, and allowed 11 hits. First pitch to Adam Crampton. Fastball in the outside corner. Belt high. Strike one. Tonight it's felt a little bit of the same for Lara. He struck out six, allowed two hits, hit two batters, and walked two as well. 0-1. Fastball is just off the outside corner. 1-1. Crampton is one of the two guys that Lara has hit tonight. Got him on the shoulder to begin the third inning. Kick and the 1-1. Breaking ball outside. Crampton checked his swing. Appeal to first, and Corey Gerber says he held up in time. It's 2-1. Top of the fifth, Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. Delmarva batting, 2-1. And Crampton, a hard grounder to first. A nice backhand pick by Bossier behind the bag. And the first baseman takes it to first himself to retire Crampton. And that's the second out here in the fifth. That is not an easy play for Brandon Bossier. Not only as a left-handed fielder, but because Crampton, a right-handed batter, sliced that ball down the right field line. It's moving away from Bossier, and it was hit pretty hard, too. Good glove work over at first. Pitch to Jackson Holliday. He swings, drives in the air, deep center, Young on the run, and the center fielder tracks it down. Really good jump off of the bat for Jacob Young. And right in front of a warning track towards left center, he catches the deep fly off the bat of Holliday, and the Shorebirds are down in order here in the fifth. Halfway home already. On to the last of the fifth. It's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Halfway home already, on to the last of the fifth here from Fredericksburg. And the first pitch from Moises Chassain to Brandon Bossier is on the outside corner for strike one. 5, 6, and 7. Two up for the Fred Nats here in the last of the fifth. Chassain the wind and the pitch, and Bossier swings and misses. It's 0-2. Chassain has looked as sharp as he's been in quite some time. Ever since his second IL stint, he's just never been able to kick it into high gear quite yet. 0-2. Bossier swings and misses. Third strike out of the game for Chassain. His third in four batters. And there's one out here to begin the fifth. Bossier now 0-2. But every start where it seems like maybe Chassain about to fully go octane out in the mound, it's either too many walks, too many hits, and things just kind of fall apart. First pitch to Jared McKenzie. Just a little down and outside for ball one. Geraldi Diaz, beg your pardon, Fred Nats catcher, batting from the left side. Diaz, a line drive single to right, his first time up. Chassain, the righty, down the hill, the pitch. And throws a fastball by Diaz, 1-1. Even the good starts Chassain has had since coming off the IL, his first outing against the Fred Nats back in July, Some of them have been tainted a little by the walks. 1-1 is outside for ball two. Since coming off of the IL, he has walked no fewer than two batters in every appearance. And in every one of those outings, except for two, he's walked three or more. 2-1, Diaz swings, rips it out to right, but that's straight at Beavers, who barely has to move. And the right fielder makes the catch. And there's two away here in the fifth. Last time out for Jose, a perfect example. Allowed just one hit, but gave up four walks, two runs. And just never allowed himself to really pitch to his strengths. So far tonight, though, Jose has been dialed in. First pitch to Jared McKenzie. Swing and a miss. Little backup cutter on the outside corner. Strike one. Last of the fifth, it's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. McKenzie hit into a 1-6-3. Double play his first time up. 0-1. He swings and fouls it back. It's 0-2. McKenzie left-handed batter. Jose, first base out of the rubber, angles himself towards the third base line. Steps into the line, the 0-2. And the breaking ball misses down and outside. 1-2. Jose trying to set down the side in order in the fifth. The 1-2. And McKenzie out in front of a breaking pitch. Rolls it foul. First base side. Still 1-2. After Chasse tonight, it is, I believe, supposed to be Trace Bright to make his second Delmarva outing. Bright went three scoreless last week. 1-2 again to McKenzie. And he takes. Fastball misses high. 2-2. Last of the fifth, nobody on. Shorebirds up 1-0. Chasse trying to set the side down in order. The 2-2, and McKenzie lofts it high in the air, out to shallow center. Second baseman Crampton calling for it. He's under it, and he puts it away for the final out here in the fifth. Boys, is Chasse, another 1-2-3 inning. He's now retired. 8 in a row. On to the sixth. It's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, it's still Delmarva 1 and Fredericksburg nothing. Doug Hodo leads it off for the Shorebirds. Delmarva trying to add on to this one-run lead. Just two hits in the game for Delmarva. Andre Lara back to work. His first pitch to Hodo is a breaking ball down the dirt. Ball one. Hodo is 0-2 today. Has struck out twice against Lara, who has been wickedly efficient tonight. Right now through five innings on 60 pitches. 1-0. Fastball thrown by Hodo. 1-1. Hodo with the two strikeouts tonight has now punched out 10 times in 19 at-bats with the Shorebirds this year. 1-1. Fastball misses up and in. Ball two. But against Laura, that makes a little bit of sense. Laura has struck out six tonight, has walked two, hit two batters, 2-1, and Hono flies it out of play. First base side, 2-2. Laura has given up just two hits, both coming back in the fourth, leading off that inning. Max Wagner a single, then Silas Ardoin a double to score him. Laura, the big righty, steps into his wind, the pitch. And a fastball up and in, and that hit Hono. The third hit batter of the game for Andre Laura as he gets Hono right on the wrist. And thankfully, Hono okay. And the Shorebirds have a leadoff base runner. So a runner at first and nobody out for Dylan Beavers. Beavers 0-for-1 today. He walked back in the first and then struck out looking to end the third. Laura set. Here's the pitch. And the fastball misses inside for ball one. Right now, nobody throwing out the Red Nats bullpen. Laura at just 65 pitches here at the start of the top of the sixth. High set, the 1-0. And Beavers takes high and away. Ball two. On its way to Dylan Beavers, but first a throw over to first, and Hono back in with a dive. Hono is 2-for-2, stealing bases with Delmarva this season. His past year with Texas, he was 9-for-13. Beavers open stance from the left side, the pitch, and the fastball is on the outside corner, 2-1. Some really good stories just came out about Dylan Beavers, courtesy of John Niovi. John writes his fantastic newsletter. Spoke with Dylan a couple of days ago. The 2-1 runner goes and Beavers fouls it back. It's 2-2. John talked with Shorebirds hitting coach Brink Ambler about Beavers as well, after he also talked with Dylan. And the gist of it all is that despite the success that Beavers has clearly had with Delmarva to begin his career, he's got an OPS right now over 1,000 by a wide margin. Beavers is still wildly uncomfortable at the plate. 2-2, and Beavers a hard grounder right to the shortstop Lawson. Throws to second, one, relay to first, just late. How Beavers beat that down the line, I have no idea. That baseball was scorched to short, and then Beavers turned on the jets to avoid a double play. So it's a fielder's choice. Beavers aboard at first. But the wild thing for Beavers is that he's implementing some changes right now that has affected his stance. He's really changing things up, trying to tap into more power. Throw over to first, and Beavers dives back in safely. And the result has been that while Dylan is trying to work those kinks out, he still has had success, but he still doesn't feel like himself at the plate. First pitch to Max Wagner. He tries to check his swing, but it's a called strike anyways. 0-1. So whenever Beavers finally feels like himself again at the plate, man, he is going to be out of this world. 0-1 to Max Wagner. Beavers runs, and Wagner fouls it back. It's 0-2. Wagner is 1-for-1 tonight. Walked and scored back in the first and then singled, or rather walked in the first and then singled and scored in the fourth. Snapped an 0-for-13 skid with the base in, a little blooper into left. Beavers at first, one out, the pitch. And Wagner swings and skies it out to right. De La Cruz, a couple of steps to his right, right fielder under it, makes the catch. And there's two away here on the top of the sixth. So with Wagner retired, that brings up Silas Ardoin. Ardoin responsible for the lone run of the game, RBI double, back in the fourth. Ardoin open stands from the right side, the first pitch. Fastball is right down the middle, Strike one. Beavers at first, two outs. Dylan very aggressive on the bases. He's 4-for-5 stealing bases this year. Laura high set. Throw over to first, and Beavers walks back to the bag. Shorebirds 1, Fred Nats nothing, top of the 6th. 2 outs, a runner at first for Ardoin, the Shorebirds catcher. Laura the set and the pitch, and Ardoin, a big swing and a miss. Chased a slider outside. It's 0-2. Elio Prado on deck. We get that far in the inning. Sun is completely set here south of Washington, D.C. Lights on. Laura set on the hill. Here's the pitch. And Ardoin rolls it over towards the hole left side. Shortstop Lawson flags it down. Throws to second just late. Beavers able to beat the potential fielder's choice and keeps the inning alive. Ardoin aboard at first. And there's two on with two out now for Elio Prado. Really good job by Beavers to hustle down the line and beat the throw from Lawson, who did a phenomenal job just getting to that baseball deep in the hole at short. Out to the mound goes the catcher, Geraldi Diaz, to chat it up with Andre Laura here. This should allow the Fred Nats bullpen enough time to get somebody hot and ready just in case they don't think Laura gets out of this inning. And that has gone down as a single for Ardoin. So a two-hit game for Silas. His second multi-hit effort here with the Shorebirds. So Elio Prado the batter as the Shorebirds trying to build on their lead. Stelmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing, top of the 6th. 2 on, 2 out, and the pitch. Prado takes a hard slider on the inside corner. 0-1. Laura sent the 0-1, and Prado swings and misses. It's 0-2. 98. Fastball up at the letters. 0-2. Prado is 0-for-1 tonight against Laura. Hit by a pitch back in the second and then grounded to third in the fourth. 2 on, 2 out, the 0-2. And Prado takes just outside. 1-2. Shorebirds trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Right now, a 1-run lead. See if it'll be enough tonight. The pitch, and Prado swings, drives in the air out towards right center. Jacob Young on the run, still going back, and the center fielder able to track it down. Prado flies out to deep right center, and Shorebirds strand two aboard here in the top of the 6th. On to the last of the 6th, it's still Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Yeah.
the sixth. It's still Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. Stuck on that score line since the top of the fourth when the Shorebirds scored so far the first and only run of the game on a Silas Ardoin RBI double. First pitch from Moises Chassé. Cortland Wilson is fouled back and out of play. Strike one. 8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats here in the sixth. Chassé has faced the minimum over three innings. Moises is 0-1. Fastball misses high and in to Lawson. 1-1. The only base runner Chassé has allowed was a single to Cortland Lawson. He then got an inning-ending double play to end the third. 1-1. Lawson swings, hits it high in the air to shallow right. Second baseman Crampton backing up, calling for it, settles under it, and puts it away. And there's one gone here in the last of the sixth. So that's nine in a row retired now by Moises Chassé. Christopher De La Cruz, the next batter. He lined out softly to second his last time up. First pitch. Shows bunt. Takes a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Chassé has been extremely efficient thus far, too, at just 39 pitches. His 0-1. Swung on and hit in the air towards center. That's right at Hodo. He barely moves and puts it away chest high. And just like that, on four pitches, Moises Chassé has two outs here in the sixth. This kind of outing is reminiscent of Chassé's first two appearances this season. Each of them, he went four innings of shutout baseball. He's on the verge of four shutout here right now. Top of the order, Jacob Young, the final hurdle. First pitch, Chassé misses. Breaking ball is low. Ball one. Two outs, last of the sixth. It's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. Fred Nats batting, 1-0. Fastball is inside. Ball two. Young is 1-for-2 today. Singled in the first, was picked off, and then grounded into a double play back in the third. Right-handed batter, the pitch. He swings and drives in the air out towards deep right. Beavers going back on the warning track in front of the wall. He has room and puts it away for the final out here in the sixth. Moises Chassé has now retired 11 in a row, and he's thrown four shutout innings, facing the minimum. On to the seventh. It's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the seventh. Still, Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. Marquise Grissom Jr. takes over on the mound for the Fred Nats in place of Andre Laura on this deck net called the bullpen. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with a nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Alara, a quality start. He goes six innings, allows a run on three hits, two walks, six strikeouts, and also hits three batters. Noelbert Romero was the first to face the new arm in Grissom Jr., and the first pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Top seven, Birds one, Fred Nats nothing. Marquise Grissom Jr., 6'2", 202-pound righty. His 0-1, it's down the dirt, 1-1. Grissom Jr., if you couldn't guess, is the son of Marquise Grissom, longtime outfielder in the majors, Expos, as well as the Atlanta Braves. 1-1, swung on and fouled off at the plate by Romero. It's a 1-2. And the interesting thing about Marquise Grissom is, as far as the Fred Nats are concerned, Marquise Grissom Jr. playing on the same team as Peyton Glavin. 1-2. Romero takes in the dirt. It's 2-2. Marquise and Peyton's fathers were teammates with the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta Braves team that won 13 consecutive NL East titles. From 92 all the way through 2005. Time called the play, and Romero steps out. Grissom is making his second appearance with the Fred Nats. First one came last week against Down East. 2-2. Romero takes. Fastball is down and away. Ball three. Two shutout innings last week for Grissom. Didn't allow a base runner. Struck out one. Into his line, the 3-2 to Romero, and Noelbert swings and rolls it softly down the third base line. It's just foul. Fielded next to the bag by the third baseman Lipscomb. And the count stays at 3-2. Grissom was drafted in the 13th round out of Georgia Tech this year. 21 years old, originally from Los Angeles. 3-2 pitch. And Romero takes in the dirt, ball four. It's the first walk for a Shorebird hitter since all the way back in the first, when Max Wagner walked with two outs in that frame. So another leadoff base runner for Delmarva. That is not something you usually expect when a team's only scored one run today. But the Shorebirds in tonight's game have had five leadoff base runners, five of seven innings now. Here's Maxwell Costas, first pitch. Costas swings and rolls it foul, third base side. Strike one. Romero at first, nobody out. Top of the seventh. Shorebirds up 1-0. Romero 15 for 21, stealing bases this season. Grissom from the belt, the pitch. Romero runs, Costas takes inside, a double pump of the throw from Diaz, and it's not nearly in time. I'm not sure why he held up with it, but when he finally fired it down, it ended up being a one-hop strike, and Romero safe way ahead of it. And looking at it, I don't think Diaz had a firm grip on the baseball. So a stolen base for Romero. That's his 16th of the season. 1-1 to Costas. Fastball is on the outside corner. 1-2. Costas, a two-run single yesterday for his first Delmarva hit and RBI. Romero at second, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And Costas checks his swing. Breaking ball is down the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Long look in for Grissom. Finally comes set, the 2-2, and Costas swings and misses. Ends up with just his top hand on the bat by the end of it. Grissom strikes him out, and that's the first out here in the top of the seventh. Romero is still over at first. That brings up the nine-hole hitter, Adam Crampton. Crampton is 0-1 today. And now Grissom comes set. Romero at second dances away the pitch, and Crampton lines it out of play right field side. Strike one. Crampton grounded out to first sharply his last time up. Bossier taking a hit away from him. This time Bossier plays off the line. 0-1. Crampton takes down and in. One ball, one strike. Shorebirds up a run. Top of the seventh. Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg 0. 1-1 pitch. And Crampton late on it again, lines it over top the Shorebirds dugout. 1-2. Top of the order on deck, that's Jackson Holliday. Grissom allowed the leadoff man Romero to walk to start the frame. Romero then stole second. Costas struck out. And now 1-2 on Crampton. Ryan O'Grind matchup. Here's the pitch. And Crampton, a flare in a shallow right. De La Cruz racing in. He's under it and makes the catch. Retires Crampton. Romero stays put out at second. Now two away. So back to the top of the order for Jackson Holliday. Jackson drove in a run yesterday. Two runs, in fact. RBI ground out and an RBI single. Is 0 for 3 today. Couple of ground outs and a fly out. Left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. And Holliday takes down and away. Ball one. It's interesting to see how the next generation of baseball players so heavily influenced by their lineage and who their parents are. In a microcosm, this matchup in front of us. 1-0. Curveball is on the outside corner. 1-1. Marquise Grissom Jr. on the mound, son of former All-Star Marquise Grissom. And then Jackson Holliday at the plate. This year's first overall pick, son of Matt Holliday, former All-Star as well. 1-1. And Holliday swings and misses. Out in front of a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Two outs, a runner at second. Top of the seventh. Shorebirds up 1-0. But trying to add some cushion. 1-2. And Holliday fouls it off. Up and over our heads, third base side. Still a ball and two strikes. Grissom readies up at the belt. Kicks and throws. And Holliday out on his front foot, skies it out to center. Young started in, now backpedals a couple of steps. And the center fielder puts it away for the Fred Bats. Retires Holliday. And the Shorebirds strand Romero out at second to end the top of the seventh. On to the last of the seventh, it's time to stretch. It's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg 0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the seventh, it's still Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing. Moises Chassé has thrown four shutout innings, facing the minimum. First pitch to JT Arruda. Fastball misses up high. Ball one. 2-3 and 4 due up for the Fred Nats here in the seventh. Chassé hasn't allowed a base runner. 1-0. Arruda takes on the outside corner, 1-1, since allowing a single to Cortland Lawson to lead off the third inning. Since then, Chassé has retired 11 in a row. 1-1. Just off the outside corner. 2-1. He got a double play off the bat of Jacob Young to end that third. And since then, Chassé has been perfect. 2-1. Fastball misses high. Ball three. One of the very rare three-ball counts that Chassé has had tonight. Arruda is 0 for 2. He struck out twice tonight. Here's the pitch, and Arruda takes on the outside corner. Perfect fastball from Chassé, spotted up on the edge. 3-2. Arruda, switch hitter, bats from the left side. The 3-2 pitch, and the fastball runs just outside. Ball four. So the leadoff runner on for the Fred Nats, representing the tying run at first, Arruda. Very big lead. Will Frizzell, the batter. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. And Chassé has to be careful. That was a very high leg kick, a very long delivery to the plate. If he does that again, Arruda will be off. Chassé, shoulder high set. Here's the pitch. And Frizzell takes just outside. Fastball off the corner. Arruda on the season is 15 for 17 stealing bases. But Chassé's full attention is on Frizzell. He's 0 for 1. Struck out once tonight. The pitch. Swung on and fouled off the plate. 2-1. Frizzell came into today hitting .348. 10 homers, 32 driven in just 27 games. He was 2-for-5 last night with a double and a two-run single. 2-1 offering. And Frizzell takes high and away. Ball three. Chassé, it feels like, dancing around Frizzell a little bit here. Moises is at just 53 pitches, so he has a good amount of slack left on his rope. Frizzell wide open stands from the left side. The 3-1. Runner goes, swung on and missed. The throw to second is just right. Arruda able to dive around the tag. Steals second. His 16th stolen base of the season. And taking another look at the replay. Holiday just never got the tag on him. Arruda dove for the outside of the bag and outmaneuvered Holiday. So it's 3-2 on Frizzell. Arruda at second, nobody out, the tying run. The pitch. And Frizzell hits it in the air to right center. Back goes Hodo, center fielder under it. He makes the catch. Tagging from second, heading to third is Arruda. And he makes it there without a play. So the tying run now 90 feet away for the Fred Nats. One out, last the seventh. It's Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg nothing for the moment. Trey Lipscomb, the cleanup man, is the next to hit. Lipscomb is 0 for 2 today, is grounded to short and grounded to third. Bird's infield comes in. Chassé's pitch misses low. Ball 1. Outfield creeps in a couple of steps as well. Lipscomb, third rounder this year out of Tennessee. The 1-0. Swung on and lined into left field. That's down to a base hit and goes the wall. Aruda scores on his way to second. Lipscomb, here's the throw, and it's just late. Really nice play by Prado in left. Nearly hoses Lipscomb at second. But a hanging breaking ball. Lipscomb punishes it to the wall in left. And he's able to scramble into second with an RBI double. And this game is tied at one. And now the Fred Nats threatening to take the lead. Bossier is 0 for 2 today. Brandon Bossier next to hit. Grounded to first and struck out against Chausset. And now Moises steps off. Goes and kicks his spikes a little bit. Gets the dirt out. Lipscomb at second, one out. Bottom half of the seventh. This game now tied at one. Chausset high set. Here's the pitch. And the fastball sails high and away. Chausset immediately looking down at his hands. Looked like he didn't have enough grip on that. Slipped out of his hand. Infield plays Bossier to pole. Now be careful with Lipscomb at second. He's stolen 10 bases this year, has been caught just once. And now Chausset steps off again and calls out Artuan. Catcher will come out and chat with him. Now Albert Romero comes in to translate. And they'll try to get on the same page here. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, although Trace Bright is at the very least standing now. He had been sitting just a couple of moments ago. Delmarva 1, Fredericksburg 1. Bottom half of the 7th. Lipscomb at 2nd, 1 out. Kick and the pitch. And Bossier tried to check his swing. They'll appeal out to 2nd. And Corey Gerber says he went around. 1 and 1. Chausset, a long look in. Now comes set. A look to second. Lipscomb takes off for third. The pitch outside. The throw to third is not in time. Had a feeling something like that might happen. Lipscomb was dancing off a third. Chausset never gave him another look. And Lipscomb steals third, his 11th stolen base of the season. And now the Shorebirds infield is forced to come in. Tied at one, bottom of the 7th. The 1-2 to Bossier. Breaking ball misses. Just down and away. Lipscomb at third. The go-ahead run for the Fred Nats. The 2-2. And Bossier swings and misses. He chased a breaking ball down the dirt. Chausset strikes him out for the 2nd time tonight. And in no bigger spot than right there. Lipscomb at third, now 2 outs, and the game is still tied with Geraldy Diaz stepping up. Fourth strikeout of the game for Chausset. Now Lipscomb at third, infield plays back. Diaz from the left side, the pitch. Fastball is outside. 1-0. Artuan pumping his hands down. Helen Chausset, relax, tranquilo, papi. Diaz has hit the ball hard twice tonight. A single in the 2nd, lined out to right off Chausset in the 5th. Takes a 1-0 here. Fastball belt high, outside corner. 1-1. Fred Nats tied the game here in the inning on a Trey Lipscomb RBI double. He's now at 3rd, there's 2 outs. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Chausset, the righty, deals home, and Diaz fouls it back and out of play. 1-2. Chausset, a strike away from getting out of this inning, but the game's still tied. 1-2 on Geraldy Diaz. Here's the pitch, and Diaz takes outside. 95, just off the outside corner. Towns even at two. Chasse, a high set. Now the pitch. And Diaz fouls back another. Still 2-2. Shorebirds, in the midst of a four-game losing streak, have also dropped 12 consecutive games to the Fred Nats. Tied at one, bottom of the seventh. Runner at third, two outs. The pitch, and Diaz a liner into straight center for a base hit. Lipscomb comes into score, racing for second. Diaz, here's the throw, and it's late. It's an RBI double for Geraldy Diaz, and the Fred Nats do take the lead here in the last of the seventh. It's Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva 1. Just a hanging breaking ball in the outside corner, and Diaz able to barrel it up. Lines it into right center, hustles in for a double. And on a Friday night, a packed Virginia Credit Union Stadium has come to life. And Chasse in the middle of this hurricane out in the mounds. Here's Jared McKenzie, first pitch. Slider misses down away. Ball one. So now can Chasse limit the damage here in the last of the seventh? Diaz at second, two outs. And McKenzie, who's 0-2 tonight at the plate. Chasse is 1-0. And McKenzie swings and misses. 1-1. Yaki Rivera has started to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. 1-1. McKenzie takes on the outside corner. Fastball able to whittle the edge. 1-2. Diaz at second after his go-ahead RBI double. Two outs last of the seventh, the pitch. And McKenzie just taps it to the backstop. Out in front of a breaking ball around his ankles. 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Jared McKenzie. Diaz at second, two outs. Here's the pitch. And McKenzie takes. High and outside. And Chasse now up above 70 pitches at 73. Coming into the inning, Chasse had retired 11 in a row. Walked Arruda to start things out. Lipscomb a game-tying RBI double. Diaz an RBI double for the lead. 2-2. And McKenzie plants it off his thumbs. Fouls it back. Still 2-2. Diaz out at second, not being held close by anybody. 2-2 on Jared McKenzie. Ardoin sets up low the pitch, and McKenzie strokes into the air right center. Beavers on the run, the right fielder flags it down. What range displayed by Dylan Beavers to rob McKenzie of a potential extra base hit and end the seventh. But the Fred Nats do take the lead. RBI doubles for Trey Lipscomb and Geraldy Diaz. On to the eighth. Shorebirds need to rally. It's now Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Is this the little moments where we show how much we care? So much to protect each day. Nationwide's on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds.
Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Shorebirds have some work to do now. It's Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva 1, top of the 8th. Birds trailing for the first time all night. The first pitch to Doug Hodo from Marquise Grissom Jr. It's a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Fred Nats taking the lead in the last, the 7th RBI doubles. For Trey Lipscomb and Geraldy Diaz, 0-1. Hodo takes a fastball up and in. 1-1. It's 2-3 and 4-2 up for the Shorebirds. Hodo, Beavers, and Wagner. Hodo is 0-2 today. He's hit by a pitch his last time up. 1-1. Change up floats a little high. 2-1. Shorebird trying to come from behind here in the top of the 8th. 2-1 pitch. Hodo takes a fastball down and away. Ball 3. Grissom walked into Albert Romero to start last inning. Romero then basically immediately stole second, but was stranded out there. 3-1. And Hodo drives in the air deep down the right field line, but that slices back into the seats. Count moves to 3-2. Grissom angles himself towards the third base line, drops his hands into his wind the pitch, and Hodo drives it out of play again. Right field side, actually caroms off the light pole and back down. A lot of unsuspecting fans in the first row of seats. Getting a foul ball ricocheting back to them. Still 3-2 on Hodo beginning the 8th. The pitch. And it's down the dirt, ball 4. Hodo walks and the Shorebirds have the leadoff man aboard, the tag run aboard. Here to begin the top of the 8th. So a runner at first and nobody out. Dylan Beavers, the batter. Beavers is 0-2. He walked into first, grounded into a fielder's choice his last time up. The pitch. Beavers swings, drives it. Deep right field. De La Cruz back in front of the warning track. He has room and puts it away for the first out here in the 8th. Beavers put a pretty good charge into it, but it stays in the yard. And there's one gone here in the 8th. Max Wagner next to bat. He's 1-2. He singled and scored the Shorebirds' only run back in the 4th. Right-handed batter, open stance. Hodo at first and a throw over. Hodo back in diving. Grissom, feet apart on the mound. Now comes set. Feet shoulder width apart, the pitch home. And Wagner takes a fastball. Inside corner for strike one. Wagner and Grissom saw a good deal of each other in college. Wagner at Clemson, Grissom at Georgia Tech, both in the ACC. The 0-1 home, and Wagner takes a fastball. It's high and in. Ball one. Fredericksburg 2, Delmarva 1, top of the 8th. Birds trying to avoid their 5th consecutive loss. 1-1. Wagner swings, rolls it over the third base bag, down the left field line, and it hits off the sidewall, off the tarp, and back into shallow left. Wagner on his way to second, and he's in standing with a double. Hodo goes to third, and the Shorebirds have the tying run at third, and the go-ahead run now at second, and just one out here on the top of the 8th. Finally, something breaks the Shorebirds' way. Wagner rolled her over the third base bag. Karam's off the sidewall. If that ball actually goes to the corner, Hono might score. But he still gets the third. Wagner to second. And now out to the mound goes Fred Nats pitching coach Joel Hanrahan. Hanrahan will chat with Grissom as well as the catcher Geraldi Diaz here. Shorebirds down 2-1. Top of the eighth. Man at third, that's Hodo, the tying run. At second, that's Wagner, his first multi-hit game of the season. Two base hit. Home plate umpire Nobu Yazuna goes out to the mound to break up the meeting. Shorebirds trying to rally here in the top of the eighth. That is not something that they have done a whole heck of a lot of this season. Obviously, with just 44 wins, not too many of them are going to be comeback wins this season when trailing after seven. Shorebirds are 2-65. Now ready to rock. Silas Ardoin, the batter, in the first pitch. It's a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. Interesting defensive alignment here for the Fred Nats. Runners at second and third, and the corners come in. Middle infield plays back, conceding the run. Shorebirds down 2-1, top of the eighth. The pitch. And Ardoin swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. It was below the strike zone. And it's 0-2. Top of the eighth, one out. Shorebirds down 2-1. 1-2 or 0-2 to Ardoin. Misses down and in. That makes it 1-2. Ardoin already clutched today. He's 2-for-3, an RBI double back in the fourth. Second and third, one out, the pitch. It's down the dirt. It gets away from Diaz behind him and staying at third, Hodo. Although Ardoin was begging him to come down the line, Diaz recovered quickly, and the count levels at 2-2. That was a really tough read for Hodo. The ball got maybe 6-7 feet away to Diaz's right. Ardoin, his college teammate, wanted him to push it, but Hodo stayed put. He has faith in Ardoin. Here's the 2-2, and Ardoin hits it out of play. Right field side, back into the concourse. Count still even. Hodo, the tying run at third. Wagner, the go-ahead run at second. One out, top of the eighth. Fred Nats 2, Shorebirds 1. Here's the pitch, and Ardoin fouls off another. Back up and over the second level. Still 2-2. Corners creep in. Middle infield still plays back. Outfield straight away. 2-2 again. And Ardoin rips it into right center field. That's down for a base hit. Taylor Cruz cuts it off. Wagner around third. He comes in to score standing right behind Doug Hodo. And Silas Ardoin gives the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead here in the top of the eighth. It's a two-run single for Ardoin. He's driven in all three runs for the Shorebirds here tonight. And Delmarva now on top of Fredericksburg, 3-2 here on the top of the eighth. First pitch to Elio Prado. He laces this one up the middle and into center, a base hit. Up to second goes Ardoin. And the Shorebirds now with runners at first and second and still just one out. Really starting to hammer Von Grissom. Or Marquise Grissom, beg your pardon. And out to the mound goes the Fred Nats manager, Jake Lowry. And that's going to be it for Marquise Grissom Jr. Elio Prado chases him after Silas Ardoin gives the Shorebirds the lead here in the top of the eighth. We have a TechNet call to bullpen. Be back in a minute. Shorebirds now lead it 3-2 in the eighth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? and play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Still in the top of the eighth, it's now Delmarva 3 and Fredericksburg 2. Two-run single for Silas Artois gives the Shorebirds the lead. And Marlon Perez comes on to replace Marquise Grissom Jr. on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance, when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Grissom, right on the hook for the loss for the Fred Bats, gives up two runs on three hits, two walks, one strikeout, and still responsible for the runners at first and second. One out, top eight. Now Albert Romero, the first to face Perez, appearing for the second time this week. Perez, 5'10", 180-pound lefty. He's 2-3 with a 3.69 ERA. Fires home the pitch to Romero, and now Albert swings, pops it up behind home. Catcher Diaz gives it a look, and he runs out of room. A couple of rows deep. Strike one. Romero 0-2 here today. He's hit into two double plays. Also walked and stole the bases last time up. The pitch. Romero takes a fastball on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Romero, a three-hit game last night. Three singles. Finished 3-for-4 with two runs scored. His second three-hit game of the season. 0-2. Romero reaching for it, able to foul it back. Still 0-2. Artois at second, his two-run single giving Delmarva the lead. Elio Prado over at first, his line drive single to center chased Marquise Grissom Jr. out of the game. 0-2 on Romero, the pitch. And Noel Burn takes a breaking ball inside, forces him to dance out of the way. 1-2. Middle infield and double play depth for the Frednats. Now the 1-2. And Romero, a line drive down the left field line. That hooks back and out of play. Still 1-2. Perez appeared back on the 30th through two scoreless innings against the Birds. The 1-2. Romero swings and misses. Can't connect in the fastball. He's down on strikes. And there's two outs now here in the eighth. Still, Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg 2. Brings up the DH, Maxwell Costas. Costas 0-3. He struck out three times tonight. Had a clutch two-run single in yesterday's game. Now trying to come through again, the pitch. Fastball is on the inside corner. Strike one. First and second, two outs. Top of the eighth. Shorebirds have taken a 3-2 lead. But know how tenuous a one-run lead can be. The 0-1, breaking ball misses inside. One ball, one strike. Costas from the right side, just one batting glove on his bottom hands. White tape with a bare naked top hands. 1-1, breaking ball misses inside again. Costas checked his swing, appealed a second, and no swing, says Corey Gerber. Shorebirds have taken the lead here in the top of the eighth on a Silas Artois two-run single. Now trying to add to it First and second, two outs, the pitch. And Costas swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Perez, the lefty, leans in. Nods yes to the sign. Catcher sets up in the 2-2. And the fastball is a called strike three. Just nabbing the inside corner. Costas down on strikes for the fourth time tonight. And the Shorebirds lead two on here in the eighth. They do take the lead, though. Silas Arjuan, a two-run single. On to the last of the eighth. It's now Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Delanick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebird action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Delanick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Last of the eighth, it's now Delmarva 3 and Fredericksburg 2. Silas Arjuan's two-run single giving Delmarva the lead back at the top of the inning. And Yaki Rivera takes over from Moises Chassé now here on this TechNet called the bullpen. Chassé leaves in line for the win in his best outing here this season. A career-long 5 innings. He allows just 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. At one point, retiring 11 in a row. Rivera comes on. He'll try to get the final 6 outs into save. The lean righty starts from the center of the rubber. And now time called as Arjuan goes out to the mound. And he'll chat things over with Rivera, with Romero coming in to translate. Rivera is 0-for-4 in save chances this season. Overall, 3-3 with a 6.68 ERA. Making his 15th appearance of the season. 19 years old, 6'2", 150 pounds. Last time out for Yaki was a tough one. Last week against Lynchburg. Took 2 losses last week. Cortland Lawson leads it off for the Fred Nats in the first pitch. Lawson fouls it out of play. First base side, strike one. 8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats here in the last of the eighth. Shorebirds up a run. Rivera, back on the 28th, took the loss, gave up 3 runs over 2 innings. 0-1, breaking ball, misses inside for ball one. And that was after on the 25th, giving up 5 runs, 4 earned, over 2 1/3 to take another loss. Nods yes to the sign, here's the 1-1. Curveball on the outside corner, that's a thing of beauty from Yaki Rivera. It's 1-2. Lawson is 1-for-2 today. He singled back in the third, popped out to second to start the sixth. Rivera's 1-2, breaking ball, called strike three. Inside corner, Lawson frozen. And Yaki Rivera's night starts with a backwards K. Rivera has pitched once before here in Fredericksburg. And Virginia Credit Union Stadium is a house of horrors to him. First pitch to Christopher De La Cruz, misses high for ball one. Back on July the 1st, Rivera endured a seventh inning from baseball hell. 1-0. De La Cruz takes on the outside corner. 1-1. In a third of an inning, Rivera allowed 7 runs, 6 earned, 6 hits, no walks, 1 strikeout. The 1-1. Curveball floats in outside corner. It's 1-2. The Shorebirds, if my math is right, have blown 5 consecutive save chances. Tends to happen during a 4-game losing streak. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball running away. De La Cruz can't connect. And there's 2 outs here in the 8th. Back-to-back strikeouts for Yaki Rivera. So 2 outs now back to the top of the order. It's Jacob Young. Young is 1-for-3. Singled back in the first. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. And the curveball flips in at the bottom of the zone. Strike 1. It's Delmarva 3. Fredericksburg 2. Here in the last of the 8th. Fred Nat's batting. Here's the pitch. Curveball in the dirt. 1-1. Rivera has now given up 8 runs, 7 earned in his past 4 1/3. And that comes after a phenomenal stretch. Rivera had the 1-1. Young swings and flies it out of play. First base side, it's 1-2. We're after that outing against Fredericksburg in Rivera's next 22 2/3 innings. He allowed just 7 earned runs. Went 3-1. Kick and the 1-2, and Young swings and misses. Chased down and away. And Yaki Rivera strikes out the side here in the last of the 8th. Shorebirds maintain their 1-run lead. On to the top of the 9th, it's Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the 9th, it's Delmarva 3 and Fredericksburg 2. Adam Crampton leads it off against Marlon Perez, who came on in the 8th inning with 2 on and 1 out. His first pitch to Crampton misses outside for ball 1 and struck out back-to-back batters to get the Fred Nats out of that jam with no more damage. 1-0 to Crampton. Just a little outside. Ball 2. Crampton's 0-for-2 today. Hit by a pitch, grounded to first and flied to right. 2-0 pitch. And Crampton, a line drive into right, on comes De La Cruz, and he makes the catch. Down at his shootout, Sam will pluck it off the turf and retire Crampton. And that's the first out here in the top of the 9th. Back to the top of the order now with Jackson Holliday to hit. Holliday is 0-for-4. First pitch, breaking ball, misses inside for ball 1. left-on-left matchup. Perez, a tough lefty, comes set of the letters, the stretch, and the pitch. And the breaking ball hit in the air towards left center. Long run for Young, and the center fielder able to flag it down. And there's two away here in the top of the nine. So two outs, nobody on, and Doug Hodo. Shorebird's last chance here in the top of the nine. Shorebird's up a run, 3-2. Yaki Rivera struck out the side in order in the eighth, but we've seen this movie before. First pitch to Hodo. He swings and lines it over the Shorebird's dugout. Foul ball, strike one. Rivera did the same thing last week against Lynchburg before giving up a game-tying hit with two outs in the top of the ninth. The pitch. Hodo checks his swing and lines it towards the Shorebird's dugout again. So in two. That time, Rivera retired the first five before a bloop double and then a single. Tied it up for Lynchburg. Birds lost it in extras. 0-2. Hodo fouls in and out of Diaz's mitt. Count stays at 0-2. Hodo scored the game-tying run in the eighth after walking to lead off last inning. Pairs the wind and the 0-2. Hodo takes, high and away. Diaz was already hopping off from behind home plate. He thought that was strike three. Not so fast. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Hodo takes down and away. 2-2. In the last of the ninth, the Fred Nats will have the heart of the order. 2-3-4. Coming up to bat against the young Yaki Rivera. 2-2. And Hodo, a weak chopper, foul. Third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Perez arches his back backwards. Now steps into his leg kick and the pitch. And Hodo, a grounder right to third. Lipscomb behind the bag fields and throws to first. And retires Hodo. And the Birds down in order here in the top of the ninth. On to the last of the ninth. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a win. It's Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg 2. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Last of the ninth, Shorebirds 3 outs away from a victory. It's Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg 2. 2-3-4 due up for the Fred Nats against Yaki Rivera for the Shorebirds. Yaki struck out the side in order in his first inning out of the pen in the eighth. Arruda, Frizzell, and Lipscomb here tonight. It was this part of the order in the seventh that tied the game for Fredericksburg and ultimately gave them a short-lived 2-1 lead. JT Arruda leads it off. Arruda is 0-2 today. He walked and scored leading off the seventh. Switch hitter bats from the left side. The first pitch, Arruda swings, hits it high in the air towards left. Down the line, left fielder Prado comes in and makes the catch on the warning track by the sidewall. And on one pitch, Yaki Rivera records the first out here in the last of the ninth. One out, nobody on for Will Friesell, which is best case scenario. Friesell with 10 homers in just 27 games played. He's 0-3 or 0-2 tonight. First pitch, breaking ball is on the outside corner for strike one. Rivera wasting no time, doesn't even wait for the walk-up music to stop. He's locked in. Back into his motion, the 0-1. Curveball down the middle, strike two. Rivera in a zone. The slender righty, feet together, middle of the rubber. 0-2 on Friesell. The kick and the pitch. Curveball ripped through the whole right side of base hit. On to right. Beavers goes and collects it, throws it back in. And it's a single for Will Friesell, and I expect a pinch runner to come. Rivera just left that curveball up. That was a hanger. He's actually quite lucky that that ball wasn't parked down to the seats. Surprisingly, no pinch runner here for Friesell, who does not run well at all. He's the tying run at first. Last of the ninth, 3-2 Delmarva. Trey Lipscomb, the next hitter. First pitch. This is low for ball one. Rivera has blown four saves this season, each one more excruciating than the last. Trying to find a way to wrap this one up. One out, last of the ninth. The pitch to Lipscomb. He misses down and away for ball two. Lipscomb's RBI double back in the seventh tied the game at one. He then came around to score on Diaz's double. Fred Nats took the lead. 2-0. Lipscomb checks his swing, breaking ball in the dirt. Ball peeled out to second, and Corey Gerber says he didn't go. And the Shorebirds dugout is barking at Corey Gerber. He tells them to put a stop to it. But man, that is a tough call to swallow right now. 3-0 on Lipscomb. Friesell at first, but a tying run. One out, last in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Lipscomb takes, it's down and away, ball four. And out to the mound goes the Shorebirds pitching coach, Joe Hamacher. Can feel the walls closing in on Yaki Rivera here. He stood on this mound nearly 2 months to the day and allowed seven runs in a third of an inning in front of an equally raucous crowd, each one cheering harder and harder and louder with each base hit that he allowed. He's trying to drain those memories and wrap up this Shorebirds win. We have a pinch runner out at second, as that is Zion Pettigrew running for Will Friesell out at second. So the meeting on the mound over, and we'll see what kind of wisdom Joe Hamacher imparted on young Yaki Rivera. Pettigrew, the pinch runner at second, is the tying run. Over at first, Trey Lipscomb, he's the winning run. Brandon Bossier at the plate, left-handed batter. First pitch, Bossier swings and chops it foul. First base side, strike one. Rivera set. The 0-1 to Bossier. He checks his swing, pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg 2. Last in the ninth. Two on, one out for the Fred Nats. The pitch to Bossier. He swings, lines it into left field. But coming on, Prado, he's there to make the play. And there's two away here in the ninth. Baseball was scalded by Bossier. But Prado there to save the day.
And there's two outs here in the last of the ninth. The last hope for the Red Nats here in the bottom of the ninth is the man who has been their best hitter tonight. It's Geraldy Diaz. Tying run at second. Winning run at first. Delmarva 3, Fredericksburg 2. Bottom of the ninth. Rivera set. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Outside corner. Strike one. Diaz is 2-for-3 today. His RBI double back in the seventh gave the Fred Nats a short-lived lead. 0-1. Diaz swings and fouls it back. And the Fred Nats down to their final strike. Rivera trying to earn his first save of the season after blowing his first four. Shorebirds 3, Fred Nats 2, bottom of the ninth. Tying run at second, winning run at first for the Nationals. Rivera's 0-2. High and outside. 98 from Rivera. The spry, slight righty giving everything down to the final drop here in the ninth. The 1-2 pitch to Diaz. He swings and skies it. Shallow left. Shortstop Holiday out. He's under it. He puts it away. And the Shorebirds hold on to win. 3-2 here against the Nationals. The Shorebirds with their first win in 12 tries against the Nationals. The 12-game losing streak against the Fred Nats is over. The 4-game losing streak is over. And the Shorebirds win it 3-2 here on Friday night from Fredericksburg. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score tonight, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 3 and the Fredericksburg Nationals 2. Post-game show is next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all of the Shorebirds anywhere all the time? Well, you can at MILB.tv and the Shorebirds 3 audio stream. Go to theshorebirds.com, pick the zone, click on the Shorebirds purchase your MILB.tv. Also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can at MILB.tv in the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone. Look at the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds 3 audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022
broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Welcome back to Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Whew! Shorebirds snapped their 12-game losing streak against the Fred Nats with a tense 3-2 victory as Silas Ardoin and Yachty Rivera come in clutch. Shorebirds come away with a 3-2 win. Let's walk you through how this one happened. Shorebirds struck first one in the fourth RBI double for Silas Ardoin. After that, Moises Chassay and Tyler Joyner combined for six shutout innings before the Fred Nats got on the board in the last of the seventh. Trey Lipscomb, a game-tying RBI double, and then Geraldy Diaz, an RBI double to put the Fred Nats on top, 2-1. Shorebirds, though, managed to take the lead right back in the top of the eighth. Silas Ardoin coming in clutch again, his two-run single, giving the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead. And from there, Yachty Rivera closed it down, striking on the side of the eighth, and then stranding the tying and winning runs aboard at first for the Fred Nats in the ninth as he converted his first save of the season. Final line score here in this one for the Shorebirds. It's 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Fred Nats, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors themselves. Shorebirds strand 8, Fred Nats strand 4. Started this one at 7:06, ended up finishing up at 9:25 in front of 5,311. Time of game, 2 hours, 19 minutes. With the win, the Birds improved to 45-78 on the season, now 24-34 in the second half. They're 23-41 on the road, and they snap their 4-game losing streak, as well as their 12-game losing streak, specifically against the Fred Nats here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, their first win of the season here in Fredericksburg. Fred Nats, they've fallen 69-54 and 36-21 in the second half. They're now 39-24 at home, and their 3-game losing or winning streak comes to a close. Because there are fireworks about to begin, this will be an expedited post-game show, so we'll skip the out-of-town scores for now and get you set for tomorrow's game. Shorebirds, Fred Nats again, Saturday night. 6:05 first pitch, Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds. He is 5-9 with a 5.73 ERA this season. Mason Denneberg is the starter for the Fred Nats. He's 0-1 with a 4.17 ERA. First pitch, 6:05. Pre-game show, it'll get going at 5:50. We'll go ahead and wrap up this post-game show. As always, big thanks from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score tonight. Oh, boy, that's loud. Your final score tonight is Delmarva Shorebirds 3 and the Fredericksburg Nationals 2. Until tomorrow, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.